We want to conclude the discussion we started last time, the open secret of worry-free living. And we took our text from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32. And in the interest of time, I'm not going to reread that scripture, especially as I'm going to interact with those verses now, and I'll read the relevant portions as we get there. Let us pray as we get into the discussion. Father, we thank you again for another opportunity we have now to interact with your word and to fellowship with one another. And we are trusting, O God, that as we discuss in details this text that you have given us in Matthew, that you would open our eyes, that you set us free from disabling worry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last time we observed that it's not all worry that is bad. There is the kind of worry or concern that is for others, and we call that enabling foresight. When you're concerned about the welfare of others, we looked at 1 Corinthians 12, 24 and 25 in that regard, and 2 Corinthians 11, 24 to 28. But then we said that there are other kinds of worry, the bad worry, the disabling worry that Jesus warns us against. And we said that disabling worry is when we worry or we are anxious about the expenditure of time, energy, and resources on non-essential things. And that is a sign of disabling worry. And secondly, worry that stems from too much involvement in the things of this world. And thirdly, worrying about pleasing the wrong people. And of course, when you please people and displease God, you're pleasing the wrong people. And then fourthly, we said that disabling worry is worrying about the future. And that brings us to the text in Matthew chapter 6. And we said that disabling worry or bad worry is, number one, blind. According to William Barclay, disabling worry is blind. Matthew chapter 6, 25 and 26 and verse 28. Matthew 6, 25. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Verse 28. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. This disabling worry that we are warned against is blind. It does not see. Jesus points this out to us when he says, look at the lilies of the field, look at the birds of the air. It is blind. Secondly, it is useless. Verse 27. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? That's a rhetorical question. None. It is useless. It does not add anything. Rather, it subtracts. It will cut your life short. It cannot add to your life. Thirdly, this disabling worry is hedonic. Verses 30 and 32. In verse 30, Jesus says, now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 32, for after all these things the Gentiles seek the heathens, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. A heathen who does not have God as Father has every right to worry, but not a child of God whose relationship with God is based on faith. George Mueller, a man who by faith raised thousands of orphans long ago in England, he said, and I quote, "The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety." I love that. The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. Again, fourthly, this bad worry incapacitates. Verse 34, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Worry does not make us capable of handling the problems of today, but rather it makes us incapable. Someone has observed that worry is nothing but borrowed trouble. Worry is nothing but borrowed trouble. It borrows from tomorrow and does not solve anything. Another person says that worry does not relieve tomorrow of his stress. It merely empties today of its strength and joy. Worry does not relieve tomorrow of its stress. It merely empties today of his strength and joy. What is the secret of worry-free living? The secret of worry-free living is revealed by the Lord Jesus Christ in the text that we read. In Matthew 6, 9 to 20, 24 and 26, verse 30 to 33, we find that the secret lies in becoming a member of the kingdom of God and a responsible member at that. Membership in the kingdom of God is through the new birth, without which one cannot enter or see or understand the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus says in John 3:3. Those who accept the sacrifice Jesus Christ offered on their behalf become members of his kingdom. It is possible to become a member of God's kingdom and yet not be a responsible citizen. Some people are citizens of Nigeria and are not responsible citizens. They steal from the people and they steal from one another and they do not obey the laws of the land. Note the association between the birds of the air and the lilies of the field and the child of God as he relates to worry-free living. We were taught in elementary school in those days that animals belong to animal kingdom. Vegetation belongs to vegetable kingdom and minerals belong to mineral kingdom. We know that believers in Jesus Christ belong also to a kingdom, the kingdom of God. It will surprise you to know that animal kingdom, vegetable kingdom, mineral kingdom all come under the kingdom of God, for the world kingdom means domain of a king. And the Bible teaches us that God is this king, the king of the whole world. God, as a great and loving king, takes good care of members of his kingdom. That's why he says we should not worry. When people live in obedience to God, they are free from anxiety. Nature behaves naturally. It lives in obedience to the law of God written within them by way of their instincts. Jesus said that animals do not worry, for God provides for them as part of his kingdom. Redeemed man lives in obedience to the law of God written within him, according to Hebrews 8:10, though his obedience is not perfect, an aspect of the boldness of the righteous in Proverbs 28 verse 1 is their confidence in God's ability to provide for them. The righteous is as bold as lion, and that is when you know that God is able to provide for you. Notice that the unbelieving man is an alien to the kingdom of God and has no claim to its privileges. And that is why the one who does not believe in God, the heathen, has every right to worry, but not the child of God. Satan asked permission to enter into Peter in Luke 22, 31 and 32. His demons asked permission to enter into even unclean animals such as pigs in Matthew 8, 30 and 31. But there is no evidence that he, Satan, or his agents ask permission to enter into the unredeemed man, Judas. John 13, verse 23. Isn't it terrible to live outside the kingdom of God? Dear friend, submit yourself to God as you embrace the Lord Jesus, and you'll be a member of his kingdom, a member of his family, and you will kiss worry and anxiety. Bye-bye. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the time we have spent in the Word. And I'm praying now that as many as have heard my voice, that your Spirit will enable them to internalize the Word and that they be set free from unnecessary worry and anxiety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is long too, I guess.